Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Fear the Walking Dead, an unofficial podcast about the AMC original series Fear the Walking Dead. My name is Mufsin Mahbub, and I've watched every episode of the show. So if you are tuning in to Fear the Walking Dead for the first time, what I do in this podcast is talk about everything about the current episode. This week, we'll be discussing episode 2 of Fear the Walking Dead, which is titled We All Fall Down. You can find more Fear the Walking Dead podcast on filmbashbook.com by using the search term Fear the Walking Dead. You can also email us at podcast@filmbashbook.com. First, I gotta say that Fear the Walking Dead is probably one of the trickier shows that it's hard to follow. As we slowly get into the second season, the series has become somewhat difficult to invest in. Maybe for first-timers, as in those who haven't watched the original series, may be able to find some clumsy plot lines with the Clark clan engaging and exciting. But given how so much of the story and these mistakes are retreads for those who have already watched The Walking Dead, including the slow second season, Fear the Walking Dead has become a bit spongy. There's just no spark. The characters are pretty much flat and often have no motive. Well, maybe some motive, but it doesn't really go forward. There's still some of the zombie outbreak going on that we are all pretty much familiar with. So it's all the question of what is the world now? So we pretty much get to see Travis all upset about Chris stabbing the fence walkers. Because, you know, like every dad, you never imagine your own son would end up killing zombies. Then we had to witness Alicia walking around a place that she's never been before wearing earbuds. I mean, she couldn't even hear any zombies with those earbuds on. I mean, she's still pretty new to this, but I feel like she was dumb enough to go in a isolated town by herself. I feel that this second episode was kind of a leg up from the premiere in the sense that there was some other people involved in it too. We had some new characters that are heroes that had to, you know, converse with so that they wouldn't just be locked inside some small circle within their group. So we are introduced to this survivalist family on Catalina Island, which is not far off from the tiny tourist town of Avalon. This family, I suppose, had a dark secret if you consider the fact that the dad had planned for all of them to die with poison pills. We're not sure exactly what he intended to do with that, but things came to a head near the end after the daughter, Willa, ended up swallowing one of these pills and becomes a zombie, and then she ends up ripping her own mom's throat. It was a pretty decent story, and then the dad character, the amateur anthropologist, had the potential to be a really creepy guy. Unfortunately, things didn't really click the way that it should have been, and the only thing that really stood out was Madison's terrible idea to take the couple's young kids with them out to sea. I understand that everyone's still trying to figure out who they should save or even try to save them, but it felt like the situation was made way too rationally. With not much information to go on, everyone pretty much assumes the worst very fast and are like, well, I guess we can just take these kids because they belong to us. Which pretty much made Strand, once again, the only voice of reason after he refused to let any of the kids aboard on the Abigail. And he was right. Madison's reasoning that things could be better for the young boy if he went with them on their boat, with so little supplies, was just insane. The threat that there's another ship out there and that's going after them was a nice way to speed up the process. And we still don't know who Strand is contacting with. We don't know that much about him or what he wants, apart from saving everybody. I mean, he must have some reason for keeping these people around. As I mentioned during the premiere episode, more dangers might help. There's no discussion about it at all, because I feel that all of these characters in hot water are at a standpoint. And the fact that each episode comes with a list of bad character choices isn't really helping out. Overall, this week's episode took our heroes to the shore as if the sea wasn't bad enough. It was filled with roadblocks and pit stops. it was a pretty cool concept. And I also liked the idea of having another family into the mix. Having this tight-knit clan who was all about dying together and self-reliance was a pretty good concept to use in this episode. But unlike the premiere, there were some flat scenes and some terrible character choices that kind of weighed this episode down. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode of Here the Walking Dead. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search up Mufsin Mahbub or Here the Walking Dead. You can also find me on Twitter at twitter.com/MufsinNY. If you've listened to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you are listening to this episode on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and even leave a comment in the comment section. So tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Fear the Walking Dead. This is me signing out, Dead Walkers. We'll see you next time.